Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Let me just read the first part of this passage. The war between the house of Saul and the house of David lasted a long time. David grew stronger and stronger, while the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. Sons were born to David in Hebron, and then the rest of the passage describes and explains the names of David's sons. When we think about this passage, we say, way to go, David. You are the appointed king of Judah. You are off to a great start, and you're learning the ropes of running a country. You're developing a strong military. The house of Saul is over. David, you have been blessed with 6 sons. But David, what's up with the 6 wives? What were you thinking? Blame it on culture. Blame it on the times. Blame it on the hardness of David's heart. Blame it on whatever you want, but David was living with a blind spot. When it came to marriage, David missed some important instruction that God gave in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. So David was living with a blind spot. Blind spot in the life of a man after God's own heart. It's amazing, isn't it? Now here's the question. Do you have any blind spots? Any areas of obedience you overlook or just flat miss? I bet you do. You can bet I have mine and need to deal with them. Ask your spouse or a trusted friend to point them out. Ask God to bring light to the dark areas. Take off the blinders and deal with your blind spots before you get blindsided. Father, please give us the humility and discernment to ask others to point out the blind spots in our lives. Those things we can't see, but those things that are hindering our relationship with you. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.